Apollo 8, this is Houston. All your systems looking good. Over.
Thank you, Houston. Apollo 8.
Roger, Frank. I've got some more newspaper if you'd like to hear it.
We would enjoy it.
Roger. We'll start out with the world news on page one of the Houston Post. Praise for America's Apollo 8 astronaut and hopes for international cooperation in space exploration were the worldwide Christmas Eve messages as the tiny spaceship orbited the moon. Even in the communist world, there was enthusiasm for man's first voyage to the moon. In Moscow, Soviet scientist Antonoly Blagdanarevov recalled his country and the United States had shared space knowledge before and predicted the Apollo 8 flight would lead to more cooperation. In Cuba, Radio Havana rebroadcast the Voice of America program to tell its listeners of the Apollo 8 feat. Voice officials said it was the first time in any of the U.S. agency's programs had been carried by Havana Radio. Czechoslovakia saw the moon flight through extensive radio and television coverage. And in Budapest, Hungary, people talked of little else on the trains and buses. In the non-communist world, office workers and Christmas shoppers held their breath as the spacecraft was readied for the blast toward Earth. Frenchmen in the street praised American know-how in the space feat, and some viewers watched television lunar photos cheered magnifique. In London, swarms of Christmas shoppers crowded into shops and pubs to watch the television photographs of the moon's craters. Britain's foremost space astronomer, Sir Bernard Lovell, who a few weeks ago criticized the Apollo 8 project on the grounds that the instruments could do the job without risking astronauts' lives, made it clear that he was deeply impressed by the moon flight. Pope Paul IV said, "Honor to those pioneers of the extension of man's intellect and activity." There were only a few Scrooges to poo-poo the Christmas voyage, however. The most notable was Samuel Shenton, secretary of London's Flat Earth Society, who said, "The public are being ballyhooed, taken for a ride." How's that grab you, Frank? Roger. Elsewhere in the world news, the Pueblo crew landed at NAS Miramar yesterday afternoon at 1400, and they'll spend a few days there at Balboa Hospital with their families celebrating Christmas. On the local scene, the Retail Merchants Association has announced that its Christmas gift exchange policy was going to be the same this year as it was last year. That is very liberal. Fellas, we'll be glad to replace any broken items that you might bring back too, but sorry, there won't be any cash refunds. Another little bit of local news, the county courthouse at Huntsville burned down before dawn yesterday, so looks like they're going to go into the construction business there again. On the feature page, got a little bit about the waiting families. This one is by Ann James, Post reporter. "We rest on the backside of the moon," said Valerie Anders on Christmas Eve as she and her family waited for Apollo 8 to get out of moon orbit and head back toward home. Mrs. Anders had been up since 2 a.m. Tuesday, and neighbors had just collected all the youngsters so the family could get some rest while the spacecraft was behind the moon and out of communication. Colonel Frank Borman's home is decorated with four big evergreen wreaths outdoors, sprinkled with powdery snow and decked with red bows. A tree in the den awaits his safe return, and his pretty blonde wife Sue and husky sons Frederick and Edwin plan to stay home for the midnight blast out of moon orbit. Ordinarily, they would attend midnight services at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church, but plans were for the family to go to the Christmas Day service at 7 a.m. Since there are no young children in the Borman home, family Christmas gift-giving will simply wait until Colonel Borman comes back with his fantastic holiday gift of a flight to the moon and back. Marilyn Lovell's four youngsters will have an absolutely normal Christmas as far as the kids are concerned, the busy wife of Captain Lovell reported. But talking about presents was out because two of them were sitting right there next to her. I haven't even had time to change my clothes that I wore last night, Mrs. Lovell said. Adult-to-adult gifts, however, and the Christmas tree will soon be right there when Lovell, will still be right there when Lovell comes home. Here's a good one on the action line. There's a little letter to the action editor. It says, "We intended to pay you Earthlings a surprise visit by a flying saucer last night. We got scared off by some crazy antics of a fat man in a sleigh and three guys in a rocket-powered bucket drag racing around the moon. Is that any way to run a planet? Signed, the boys from Mars." Frank, it looks like about the only people around here who aren't impressed by Apollo 8 is the stock market. It's 30 industrials are down 1.43.
Neil will be crying.
You bet. On the sports page, not too much activity. UCLA is top in both basketball polls. If you got any particular one you want to ask about, let me know, and I'll tell you if it's in the top 10 on either poll. As far as the North, the College All-Star game that's going to be played tomorrow is concerned, the North is a slight favorite over the South. Ara Parthesian is the coach of the North team, and he's got six of his Notre Dame troops working for him, so they ought to be pretty tough. Coach of the South team is Frank Howard of Clemson. He says it ain't easy, he quipped, to build a team in 4 days to play Notre Dame. Another little item of interest in the sports page is Woody Hayes from Ohio State was named Coach of the Year by the Football Writers Association. Well, that's about it. Any questions?
No, thank you very much, Jerry.
Okay, Frank.
Jerry, you can do this every Sunday.
You want me to read you the funnies?
No, thanks.
Hey, Frank, did you get the word that Fred made all district football team?
Before they lift off.
Yeah, I thought you'd heard about that. Now back to the workaday. We need a cryo fan cycle from you.
We're starting it right now.
Roger.
Apollo
8, Houston, go.
Jerry, in a little while, I'd like to try out a little B-37 exercise and, based on a minus MA. I'll just run one through, and maybe we can get a solution to the ground and see how they compare.
Okay, Jim. Retro says they're ready to copy.
Roger. That performance at LOI was absolutely fantastic. You all
really hit it on the money. I just couldn't believe it.
Roger, thanks. Kind of surprised us, too.
Uh-oh. I hope you're that good close to the Earth. We got another quarter to hit, you know.
We haven't quit yet.